My little sister drew hearts all over my best baseball cards. I'm so tired of her messing with my stuff.
I know it's frustrating when your sister messes with your stuff, but can you try to forgive her? Do your brothers and sisters sometimes drive you crazy? I'm Zach, your Advent storyteller on the Countdown to Christmas podcast. So gather around as we explore another festive tale this holiday season. Did you know that Jesus had stepbrothers and at least one stepsister? It's crazy to imagine Jesus' younger brothers messing with their big brother's stuff. But if they did, I bet Jesus forgave them even if they ruined something or broke it. So if Jesus is able to forgive, then so can you. While it's tempting to stay angry when your siblings get into your stuff, you can ask Jesus to help you, knowing that he knows what it's like. In Hebrews 4:15, it says, Jesus is able to understand our weaknesses. He was tempted in the same ways we are tempted. Let's listen to our story today. It's called A Lot Like Me. Mom! Mason stormed through the living room, past the manger scene and the Christmas tree into the kitchen. Look at this! He held up four baseball cards. Abby drew hearts all over my best cards! Oh no! His mother closed the oven door. I'll talk to her about it after she wakes up from her nap. But you have to remember, she's only four. I know, but I'm tired of her messing with my stuff. Mom placed a hand on his shoulder. We can talk to God about it. You know, Jesus once was an eight-year-old just like you. Yeah, but he didn't ever have to worry about little kids getting into his things. Mom smiled. Maybe he did. The writers of the books of Jude and James in the Bible were both of Jesus' brothers. Mason headed back into the living room and examined the manger scene. His mother followed. But every Christmas we see Mary and Joseph with only one baby, Mason said. Where were the other boys? Jesus was the first child born to Mary. The other children came later. Mason's eyes grew wide. Jesus was the oldest kid in his family, just like I'm the oldest in mine? That's right. Jesus was the Son of God, but in many ways he was a lot like you. Mason turned from the figures on the table. But boys are different from girls. Jesus didn't have any baby sisters ruining his favorite things. I don't know about that. Mom took a seat on the couch. The Bible says Jesus had younger sisters too. They probably took his things sometimes, just like your sister takes yours. Mason shuffled through the cards in his hands. It's neat that Jesus was so much like me, he said. But I still don't like that Abby drew pink and purple hearts all over my favorite baseball players' faces. I know, said Mom. But the Bible tells us we can come to Jesus for help with anything because he had the same problems we have, only he never sinned. Jesus had several younger siblings. He can help you show kindness and love to the one that you have. Mason nodded and sat beside his mother. Okay, he said. Let's pray about it. So how about you? Do you believe Jesus experienced the same types of problems you do? Or do you picture him in the sky far from all the trouble on earth? Jesus is the Son of God and the creator of everything, but he was born a baby and grew up just like us. If Jesus had been born into your family, what do you think growing up with him would be like? Aubrey, your thoughts?
It would probably be really fun, and I feel like we would all be more, Christ-like, I guess.
Thanks, Obs. Why do you think it's important that Jesus came to live as a human? Nicholas?
God came to us as a baby to see how we were treated as humans and to live like us.
Thanks, Nick.
He understands our problems because he lived through similar ones, yet he never sinned. Pray about your problems and trust him to help you show his love in every situation. Our key verse is Hebrews 4:15.
Jesus, our high priest, is able to understand our weaknesses. He was tempted in the same ways we are tempted, but he never sinned.
And our key thought today, Jesus understands.
So what did you think of today's story? Maybe you have an answer for one of the questions. Well, if you do, I'd love to hear from you. You can send in a voice message. Just get your parents' permission first and then go to keysforkids.net and tap on Countdown to Christmas in the menu. Plus, you can check out more Christmas fun by listening to Keys for Kids Radio. I'm Zach. Thanks for joining me for the Countdown to Christmas, a podcast from Keys for Kids Radio at keysforkids.net.